Lila Hegnauer. Exceptions with a sloughing off. Never before had we been so angular and ready and situated, never in the same way watching and watching, under the eaves wrapped in aluminum, paper flowers, your ease with the times. For 30 minutes, no more, I took your corner tightly and felt like a criminal, undone with a scattering of seed. Looking back, I should never have stayed. Once round again, once more, it seemed to me that stay and go were the best options, both of them. It seemed we were waiting on some misdirected train to sweep over the hearth and add its cookies to our picnic basket and say, now, now, now. Or we were waiting for a sleepyhead. Or we were waiting for everybody to finish their lemonade and head out. We waited and waited. We asked nothing of the time except that it let us make down the bed each night and steal our neighbor's blackberries, and if we were a little droopy in the drawers, it was only because we lacked relevance. Our lives seemed to exist next to our lives. Our lives rented the guest cottage in our lives' backyard, 3 terraces down in the lowest garden. To explain, another year or era, I might have fished gumballs out of my pockets and tossed them to endless children who popped out from behind every imaginable crevice. I did.